All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are finishing up Lust Theory for good. We're going to finish this little Christmas episode, and then that's the end of it. All right, so without further ado, let's get started. Throwing yourself on top of the soft sheets, you exhale all the tension away. Ah, peace. As most nights since you came here, it doesn't take long for sleep to consume you. What was that? Feels nice. Slurp. Huh? As soon as your eyes get accustomed to the light, they go wide. Slurp. What the fuck? I should stop this, but it feels like such a waste. Slurp. Maybe it's not so horrible to let this go on for a little bit, right? Her lips trace your sensitive length. The warmth of her mouth envelops your tip. Fuck. You're awake. Should I pretend to be asleep? Do what you wish and I'll do the same. Mind telling me what that is? I need your cum. Oh. What now? I heard you the first time. Why did you ask then? Maybe it's because... Listen closely, okay? Since you pretended to be asleep while I was doing it. Fuck, she noticed. Well, it needs me to assume you liked it. Or it leads me to assume that you liked it. Sorry. Your silence proves to be a good enough confirmation. So if you don't mind. Saying nothing more, she proceeds stroking your length. The vibrations of her breathless pants send shivers up your spine. Come on, Grim, we don't have much time. I need you to... I need you to come for me. Give me your cum, Grim.
Can't!
Not yet. And what if I do this? Do what?
Shit!
Circling your tip with her tongue, she sucks it gently, before dropping down and taking more into her mouth. Would she get on with it already? Though it's also fun in a way. Feeling your cock twitch, Nicole's eyes light up with satisfaction. Great, he's close. Just a little more and... What? The sensation of her mouth clouds your thoughts, resulting in your body moving on its own. He's being so rough, his cock is almost choking me. Damn! Still, the roughness is making me wet. Am I really getting turned on just from his size? Still holding her head, you thrust your hips, your climax coming in strong. Fuck! Clenching your cock balls deep, you let your semen fill her throat. No, I need that cum. With no other way out, Nicole swallows the entire load. Every last bit.
Ah! You moron!
But what? Told you I needed your sperm and you make me swallow it? Whoops. Seriously. Outraged by the outcome of events, it takes a moment for Nicole to grab hold of herself. Okay, we need to do that again, understood? Huh? Since someone decided it won't end with tonight, come to the lab. Now? No, I've had enough of you for one night. Be there first thing in the morning. If I don't see you, I'll come in and drag you myself. Are we clear? Yes, ma'am. Good. Brushing herself off, she exhales the stress out. Well, good night. Ooh. As she disappears behind the door, you let out a sigh the moment she's gone. Why do these things keep happening? The next day... Don't know what Nicole has planned, but it can't be anything good. Though I'm sure she's gonna be all over my ass if I don't show up. As you're about to enter the lab, a voice stops you in your tracks. We need to talk. Megan? Talk about what? Why didn't you show up during your usual bath time? Cause I wanted to avoid you. I went in the morning. So you decided not to shower before bed? Who showers twice a day? Grim, you're avoiding me. I can tell, okay? Look, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I've been acting a bit crazy these past few days. Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me. It's fine. We all have our days. Also, with Christmas being around the corner, it's only natural to feel all over the place. Not sure if it has anything to do with Christmas, though. Then what? Your conversation is cut short by Nicole's booming voice. Grim! Get in here! Oh, shit. Listen, I gotta go. Wait, what about... We'll talk later, I promise. Just gotta... Grim! I'm coming! Sorry. With that, you leave a still troubled Megan out in the cold. Oh, good, you're here. What took you so long? I was outside talking to... What's that? Drink. Yeah, don't think so. Last time I drank something you made, I almost died. What makes you think I haven't given you something last night while you were asleep? You wouldn't. Are you completely sure of that? For all you know, this could be the antidote. You really think I'd... 10, 9, I won't fall for 5. Hey, where's 8, 7, and 2? All right. Snatching the potion out of her hands, you let it flow down your throat. There. Happy? I will be in about 5 minutes when it starts working. Mind telling me the reason for all this while we're at it? Though I thought I told you last night. You were, kinda busy? Oh, right. You didn't let me finish before you almost choked me with your dick. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. I made sure it doesn't happen this time. Huh? What's that supposed to mean? Remember the last potion you took? Yeah. Well, I fixed it. You'll get a boner like last time, but you won't be able to come until I allow it. Oh. Why didn't you just kill me instead? There you go, being dramatic again. What do you expect me to do? Only thing you told me so far is I need your cum and no coming unless I allow it. Your cum is the key, Grim. For what? To save Christmas! Are you okay? You've been cooped up in here for a long time, you know. Maybe you just need some... Grim! Listen to me. The cum is the ingredient I need for the flying potion to work. Yeah, not sure the mental hospital will take on a challenge like yourself. Oh, it's starting. You might feel a slight tingle in your balls. Finally taking in everything she said, you grow mad. How can you do this to me without asking? You said you'd help in any way. Didn't think I'd have to walk around with an uncomable boner for who knows how long. That's why I'll help move it along. Yeah? How exact? Dropping her clothes in one swift movement, she lets you marvel at her stunning figure. Let's do this. Hurry. Her hips sway as she strides over, a devilish smile decorating her lips. Wait, what are you doing? Taking your pants off for you. You mind helping me? Hypnotized by her purring tone, you do as she says. Good job. Now, let's make you feel good, huh? Wrapping fingers around your shaft, Nicole strokes dangerously slow, her gaze firmly holding onto yours. Think about it, Grim. You're doing this for people all around the globe. They're depending on you, Grim. Do this for them, okay? Feeling good? Can you sense all that cum slowly gathering? Okay, wait, I can't do this. What's wrong? Don't tell me you're gut. No, I like women. What's the problem then? I'm not feeling the whole can you sense all that cum slowly gathering vibe. Feels like you're only doing this because you have to. A moment of silence passes, making you sigh. See? I don't want... Grim, I'm a smart woman. Don't you think I could have made a potion that does everything for me? Well, why didn't you? Didn't want to. Hearing this, you can't help letting excitement take over as a flirty smile shines on her lips. Now, where were we? Picking up the speed, she licks her lips, enjoying the short pants leaving your mouth. Nicole! Why does he look so cute when out of breath? Makes me wanna, out of nowhere, a pair of soft lips cover your own. Nicole's moan turning muffled as she pushes herself into you. Where did that come from? Not wanting to question it, you return the kiss, enjoying her soft palm still stroking your length. I'm getting sidetracked. Leaning back, her gaze hovers over your lips, her own already missing your touch. I'm noticing you're too uptight. It's okay to relax, Grim. Here. Pushing your length through her thick thighs, a new sensation makes you tremble. Ugh. Alright, do what you want now. Whatever I want? The world is yours. Carefully, you grip Nicole's thighs. Taking her by surprise with your sudden direct approach, you smirk. Don't mind me then, hehe. Thrusting your hips, your cock plunges between Nicole's beautiful thighs, enjoying the friction her soft skin provides. Looks like someone's finally getting into it. But... Honestly, it feels quite good. Subconsciously, Nicole moves her hips to the rhythm of your thrusts, moaning as pleasure flows through her body. You got some fire in you, huh? Keep it up, so, we can get as much cum that, With each passing second, Nicole's arousement grows. Moan! Concentrate, Nicole! You're doing this for all the people around the globe, not yourself. There's no time to get sidetracked! But no one would blame me if I enjoy it a bit as well. Right? Closing her eyes in delight, she allows her body to respond to the sensation of your cock rubbing against her throbbing pussy. Feeling close? Yeah, but... what? It's not enough. Furrowing her brows, Nicole goes into deep thought, coming out of it with a smirk. I know just what you need. You grunt as her fingers wrap around your shaft. Her juices covering your length make Nicole's hand glide across with ease. Didn't think it'd have to come to this, but I really need your sperm, Grim. Plus, I'm so turned on that I can't miss out on trying it right now. Positioning your tip at her entrance, expectation builds up the arousal inside you. You mean, need me to paint the picture for you? Seeing her smirk causes you to drop the innocent act immediately. Remember, you asked for it. Bringing her leg up, you chuckle as her eyes go wide from surprise. Wait! Fuck! Sliding your cock into her wet depth, her walls tighten in response, slowly getting accustomed to your size. Ah, fuck! So slow down! You're going, too deep! Remember, most of the woman's most sensitive nerves are very close to the entrance of the vagina. Alright! Slowing down per Nicole's request, you take a moment to catch your breath. Faster, Grim! Go, Faster! Make up your mind, woman! As you speed up once again, Nicole's nails dig into your skin, the ecstasy making her forget about the purpose of this whole experiment. Fuck! Wow, she's not gonna be able to walk for years. Grim! Yes! Shit! Her walls are squeezing so fucking hard, something's telling me she's starting to enjoy this a bit too much. Yes! Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me! Stop bossing me around! Although you're annoyed with Nicole throwing orders around, you still oblige. Eagerly, you begin thrusting harder with even more speed. Ah! Yes! More! Oh, there's more. There! Right to ah! Coming undone, Nicole hangs off your arms as her orgasm takes over her whole body. Feeling yourself nearing the edge as well, you slam your cock into her overflowing depth, sweat dripping down your forehead. I can feel your cock throbbing inside me. Yeah, I'm close. In one swift moment, Nicole releases her hold on you, dropping to her knees immediately after, finally enveloping your twitching length with her soft fingers. Why did you... to make sure none of it goes to waste. So you should make sure to aim onto my chest. Think you can handle such a task? Not letting you respond, she continues stroking your length, pushing you closer and closer with each movement. Nicole vigorously pumps your cock, helping you finally reach your well-deserved climax. Yes! Let out a lot for me, okay? And that is exactly what you do. Fucking hell! Your body trembles as streams erupt, covering Nicole's bodacious chest. Now that wasn't that hard, was it? Catching your breath, your mind starts clearing as you watch Nicole collecting your load. Wait, didn't you say I'll have to drink something if I want to come? Oh, I just said that as a placebo. You're joking, right? It got the job done, didn't it? Well, that's all. You can go now. Fine, saying it like that makes me sound like some kind of whore. Putting your clothes back on, you try hiding your sullen expression, but naturally it doesn't go unnoticed.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Oh, don't tell me you're offended. Maybe. For a moment, Nicole lets her walls down, allowing a blush to creep up to her cheeks. It felt nice. What felt nice? Well, the part where you destroyed my pussy into submission. That felt nice, okay? Stunned by her directness, you stay silent. So even though what we did was all for the sake of the experiment, I'd be lying if I said it didn't leave me feeling quite satisfied. Wow, didn't expect her to be so honest about it. However, just as fast as her walls came down, she builds them up again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have potions to make. Sure, you'll keep me posted, right? If it really works, you'll be the first to know. Happy with how things ended up, you go about your day. And sometime later... Woo! Christmas is saved! Good job, Nicole! All that hard work finally paid off. Couldn't have done it without Grim, actually. He helped me to find the missing ingredient. Trying to hide the embarrassment, you scratch your neck. It was nothing, awkward chuckle. Out of nowhere, Megan changes the subject. That subject being alcohol, of course. This calls for drinks! How? Where did that come from? Told you I have a secret stash to keep me warm. While you process Megan's word, you're already... Let's try that one again, guys. While you process Megan's words, you're already being handed a shot of tequila. I'm only having one, and then you can continue without me. Oh, why? Yeah, even Nicole is willing to stay with us. Well, starting tonight, I'm on vacation. Stay? I have, some work to do. Girls, cut her some slack. We can all celebrate on Christmas, right? Elizabeth sends you a thankful glance before Megan's cute voice echoes the frosty mountain. Cheers! Laughing, you clink your glasses, allowing yourself to celebrate all the hard work you've put in so far. Quite a lot of drinks later.
Gruh.
Why did you drink so much? Letting Megan's sleeping body crash onto the bed. You take a breather as she starts giggling drunken gibberish. More! One more! Giggle. Kick. Covering her up, you take another glance before leaving the drunk girl to sleep in peace, as you should. Okay, that's both of them. Already put Zoe to bed, and now Megan's safe and sound as well. Just hope Jess is okay. She left a while back, huh? Entering your room, you're stunned to see Nicole in your bed, hugging a bottle of tequila as if it's a prized possession. The Nobel Prize for me? You shouldn't have. Great. Where am I supposed to sleep now? She shuffles in bed, causing you to deeply exhale. I should let her get some rest. She deserves it. As you're closing behind yourself, you notice the door to Jessica's bedroom creak open. Huh? Checking through the crack, you find the room to be empty. She isn't here? Is she at the barn? She should be resting like everyone else. It's not like something will happen if she doesn't work for a minute. Thinking about your work reminds you of Elizabeth. She left quite early. Maybe I should check up on her, see if she needs help. Still, she might already be asleep. Let's go check on Jess. It's weird for her to be outside this late. Heading out, you make your way over to the barn. There you are. Grim? How are you still standing? You're asking this? You drank more than me. Then explain why you look more fucked up than I do. Whoa. Straight to the insults, huh? Unable to hold it back any longer, you both laugh. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. So, what were you up to? Out here, all alone. Whoa. Almost getting bitten, you take a quick step back, causing Jessica to chuckle. Just wanted to check up on them. Soon they'll be up in the air. Just makes me happy, you know? You really care for them, huh? Animals are easy. They either like you or they don't. People, on the other hand, are quite more complicated. It only takes one careless moment and they'll stab you in the back. You're afraid of not being liked? I mean, aren't we all? Still, with people, you can't ever tell. They can go around saying the sweetest things. Only in the end do you find out their words were laced with venom. Soon the air in the room becomes heavy. Why did I tell him all that? Must have drank too much. Feeling awkward, you quickly change the subject. So, ever ridden a reindeer? Wouldn't be in charge of them if I couldn't ride them. Is it hard? Maybe. Would you like to learn? Does me trying include me dying? Oh, stop being a pussy. Saddling Rudolph, she pats the spot she wants you to sit on. I'm not sure about this. Chicken? What? I said chicken. Why am I chicken? Because you sound like one. No, I don't. What was that? I only heard clucking sounds. That does it. Coming up to a suspiciously calm Rudolfo, you try exhaling the fear away. How do I get on? Here, I'll help you. Boosting you up. Jessica's gaze lingers on your bulge as it brushes against her. Wow. Unaware of less flickering in Jessica's eyes, you straddle Rudolph. So what now? In a flash, flying off Rudolph, you land on your ass with a thud. Grim, you okay?
It's okay. Just a minor flesh wound.
Seeing you're finding the situation funny, Jessica joins in. That was bad, although it's cute that he tried. Guess riding isn't for me, huh? Don't give up just yet. There's room for improvement. How? Here, let me show you. Let's have some fun with him. What? Why is she looking at me like that? Lay down. Confused, you follow her instruction, ending with your back flat against the ground. How's this gonna help me learn to ride? Straddling your pelvis, a mischievous smile crosses Jessica's lips. So what you wanna do is let it support your entire weight, okay? Pressing herself harder against your slowly hardening cock, she teasingly bites her lip. Wow, looks like we got another scene. And nothing happens there. Don't you think this is shush? You want to learn or not? I mean, yes, but once you let it get a feel, you have to get comfortable, understood? Circling her hips, her covered pussy brushes against your shaft, testing your self-control. I have to stay collected. She's only showing me how to correctly ride a reindeer, right? Meanwhile, soft moan. I just wanted to tease him again. Quiet, like last time. But, why am I feeling this good? Quiet moan. Is it because of the booze? Gotta stop, but I don't want to. Pleasure slowly consumes Jessica, causing her to speed up. If this goes on any longer, Jessica, I think we need to stop because... Shut up! I told you to shut up. Justice is making me. That's why I said shut up. Wait, are you feeling it too? Yes, okay. I am. Grabbing her thighs, you force her to a halt. Why did you stop me? You had too many drinks. Don't want you regretting anything. Taking in your words, a devilish smile appears on her lips. Grim, you should know one thing about me. I'd always rather regret something I did than something I didn't do. Gripping the hem of your pants, she slides them down, releasing your hard cock. To think you wanted to stop with your cock being this ready. Cloaking your stiff length. Cloaking? Isn't that mean? Don't they mean checking your cloaking? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Does she want it to be an invisible cock? You never saw it coming? She pumps it, satisfied with your breathless curses. Shit! Your muscles contract. A sensation courses through your body, clouding your mind with pure lust. course. Feeling it? I'm having a hard time seeing how this helps my riding skills.
Oh, we'll get there.
First, I want a taste.
And an opportunity like this doesn't come every day.
Her hot breath hits you, causing your tip to twitch. Circling around your head, Jessica's moans vibrate against him.
Damn.
She is going at it, folks. Slurp and a muffled moan. Muffled. It has to be the drinks. I never felt like this before. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be thinking about going as far as allowing him to fuck me.
Well, damn. This must be what those love songs used to be about.
I never felt like this before. And that's what she was referring to. Still, can't stop myself from thinking about it.
I want him. I want him so bad.
The thoughts crossing her mind turn her on beyond belief.
Slurp.
At the lack of her wet tongue, you find yourself, craving it back.
Why did you stop? To get back to our riding lesson. As you're about to question her, she exposes her naked self to your hungry eyes, dropping down on top of you soon after.
This is your final test, alright?
Ready?
Fuck yes. Positioning herself on top of your cock, she slams down.
Oof!
If you wanna slam, then walk up to the chain. Her whole body vibrating from the rush of sensational pleasure.
Ah!
Getting accustomed to your size, she moves around in circular motions, allowing your cock to feel every part of her depth.
Man. Going as far as, what's his name did? James Cameron! We're going to James Cameron depths up here!
Moan. Do explain. How would this teach me the basics of riding?
So, what you want to do, you want to get, comfortable. Then when you, yes! Want them to know when to move. You, fuck. That's not gonna work very well with a reindeer. When you get comfortable, you fuck. No, that's not the way. Woo,
we're not doing a guar fucking an animal here, are we?
Bouncing her voluptuous ass, she trembles on top of you.
Trembles? Trembles.
While your cock continues spreading her walls.
Ah, that's right.
Right the fuck! You're a fast learner. Lewd moans escape her lips in breathless pants. Her pussy overflowing from the ecstasy coursing through her body.
Can't hold back anymore.
Wrapping your hands around her waist, you take Jessica by surprise as you pull her into your embrace.
Ah, Grim! That's position! It feels too good.
Hold on! Thrusting your hips, you ram her tightness, holding on for dear life.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's like, that can also go for a person that just won the lottery.
I did it, damn it! I won the lottery!
Suddenly, her legs tremble with the overpowering orgasm.
God! I don't know if he's anywhere around here.
She clenches around your shaft, pushing you over the edge.
He might not be so pleased with this kind of behavior.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's how people are made. It did say multiply and be fruitful.
Oh, fuck.
Taking your cock out in one swift movement. Your body shakes as your cum erupts from your throbbing cock. Spreading all over Jessica's ass.
Amazing!
Finally managing to get your breathing in check, you notice the look on Jessica's face.
Is everything
You'll tell this to no one. Are we clear? Yes, but what's... No! Stop! This didn't happen. Where is all this coming from? She was practically begging me to fuck her like a second ago. Okay, but I need to hear it from you. What? I'm serious. Okay, okay. My lips are sealed. Knew this would happen. It's so obvious she's regretting it. Nodding, Jessica exhales. Oh, okay. I'll see you tomorrow then. So we're just gonna pretend... What did I say, Grim? Shutting up, you watch as she collects her clothes. I guess I'll come by tomorrow? Glancing around, you head over to a pile of hay. Brushing your bed for tonight. Well, this sucks, but don't want to make things any more awkward between us, so I'll just do what she says and forget about it. It doesn't take long for sleep to consume you. Next morning, determined to do your job as best as you can, you descend into the workshop. You start reading the remaining preparations that need to be done before Christmas Eve. Okay, we have to push through. There's only a week left before Christmas and we're still... Huh? Hello, where is everyone? Scratching your neck, you glance around the workshop. This isn't good. We still have a lot to do and... Moan. Shifting your attention to the storage room, you raise an eyebrow. Is someone here after all? Coming closer, the noise gets more prominent. Soft moan. Zoe? Twisting the doorknob, the door creaks open. The scene before you, leaving you speechless. Mmm, so good. Unaware of your presence, Zoe continues penetrating her pussy with the toy. A candy cane, huh? Well, guess that's one way to do it. Just hope it doesn't break off in there. So, good. Ugh. Finally noticing your presence, Zoe turns into an embarrassed mess. Grim! It's not what it looks like. It's fine. We all, you know what? I'll just leave you to it. As you're about to close the door, she stops you. Wait! Before you can question it, she pulls you inside. Zoe, what? Suddenly, Zoe presses her lips against yours. The passion she transfers through her softness causes your dick to harden instantly. Zoe, what are you doing? I tried to hide it, but ever since that day, I couldn't stop thinking about you. Sorry. I kept making mistakes again. Thought that if I take care of it first, I'll be able to concentrate, but it's just getting worse. Don't know what's wrong with me. Dropping her head and blushing shame, she goes quiet. So you've been doing these things while thinking of me? Are you mad? Mad? Why would I? Does that mean it's okay if I do it again? Well, I don't know what to say. Technically, I'm her boss. Still knowing she's doing these things. No, I can't be getting horny now. There's so much work to do and Grim? Fuck it. Cradling her cute face, you pull her into a deep kiss. Oomph. Relaxing into your hold, her moan vibrates against your lips. What was that? I want you to do your work right. Can't have you zoning out because of me. Also, I'm too turned on to stop now. I'm a guy. No guy could resist this. Your words have a different effect, though. Does that mean you only did that because it's your job? Zoe, if I didn't want it, would I have gotten it like this? Bringing her hand to your pitch tent, you grunt as she playfully squeezes it. It's so big and hard. Is it safe to assume that means you're okay with it? Smiling playfully, she rests her arms around your neck, looking down to your lips. More than okay. Well then. This time she initiates the kiss, the need in it causing a growl to roar from your throat. Muffled moan. Her fingers scratch the back of your neck, arousing you beyond words. This might be the best job in the world. Pressing her into the door, her back arches. Your dominating presence resulting in her pussy overflowing with expectation. Okay. Grim! I want you closer. Tracing your hands down her petite frame, you sink your fingers into her soft thighs, making her lips tremble. Your hands are so rough, nuzzling your nose into her neck. You leave a trail of feather-like kisses along her collarbone. Now that is fucking romantic. That is fucking romantic. all the while squeezing her perky ass. Yes, that, ladies and gentlemen, is called foreplay. It seems to be a lost concept on many of the younger youth out there that are watching straight-up hardcore porn all the time. You smell so sweet. I'm having a hard time controlling myself. Why are you even trying? I want to feel you. Swaying her hips. She grinds against your bulge, making your blood pump. If that's what you want. Ah! You take her by surprise. And she wraps her slender legs around your waist in response. Pressing herself closer. Rim! I can feel your expressing against my soaking pussy. Ah! Okay. The room slowly turns steamy. The warmth of your body's clouding it with lust. Because this is lust theory. Of course. More! I want more, damn it! More burgers! There's no going back after that. Are you sure? Instead of replying, Zoe pushes you away and gets down. Smiling, she nudges your waistband, making your pants slide down to your ankles. Please, Grim. I can't think straight. I need you, okay? I need you inside me. Now or later. Stroking your hard length, the desperate hunger in her eyes destroys the last bits of sanity you were trying to uphold. You asked for it. This needs to go, alright? You fumble while lifting her dress, making her chuckle at your sudden eagerness. Okay, okay. Giggle. Slow! Ah! Slamming your cock between her tight walls. You make her pussy clench around your shaft, almost crying due to your size. I know what it's like, man. A friend of mine was telling me, I dated this guy, his name was Ryan. And he had he had a crush on her for like 13 years. And they finally dated. And she says, now I know why they call him Ryan. Because he's got a Coke can and he's gonna have the next girl that fucks him crying. And she said, like, she was literally telling me, look, there's a limit. She's like, women will fucking cry if you do. I was like, wow. I mean, it's just a thing. She was talking to me about this. She's like, a lot of guys don't know. There's a fucking limit. The next woman he has, she's gonna be crying. Crying over Ryan. Oh, man. Wait! It's too big! No! Darth Vader! No! How can this be? Impossible! It's ripping me apart! You're tearing me apart! Making sure not to hurt her, you take it slow, letting her get accustomed to the feeling. You grind against her skin as Zoe sways her hips. All good now? Stop! Stop teasing me. Move. So demanding. Grim, please! Unable to wait anymore, pushes herself into you, her body vibrating from the sensation. Ah! Grim, it's amazing! Good lord. Looks like you don't need my help at all. No, please! Is this what you're imagining me doing to you? While you were secretly touching yourself? No! I didn't think of you as a liar. I'm not... You weren't standing still? What was I doing then? The thing I'm begging you to do. It's kind of hard to concentrate when you're squeezing me like that. Fuck me! For fuck's sake! Roaring with a hearty laugh, you brace yourself before ramming Zoe's depth. Ah! Yes! Keep going! Yes! Yes! Ah! Zoe, fuck! Zoe, is that you? If Megan catches us, oh god! Yeah! Huh, where are you? In the storage room. Why did you tell her? Shh. Okay. Well, get out here. We got a ton of work to do. I'm, trying out the new glow-in-the-dark tennis balls. Had to go somewhere dark. When did we make those? Well, I tried doing them myself. That's why I really wanted to work. There's no way she'll buy that, right? Oh, okay then. Wow. Just hurry up, okay? I need your help with the hoverboard. You got it. Sighing out of relief, she shifts her attention back to you. What now? Did you say something, Zoe? I said doing great. Well, first of all, quiet down. For how long? If she sees both of us coming out of the storage... It's okay. Can't stay here all day. I have work to do. What am I supposed to do locked in a room? How about you continue what you were doing a few seconds ago? Leaning onto the door, she perks her ass up, a blush decorating her cheeks. That felt really good, you know. What about Megan? We just need to be quiet, right? Please, Grim. I want to make good presents. How can I do that when I'm only thinking about your dick? Her purring voice causes you to forget all about Megan and concentrate on the lustful woman in front of you. Why are you so... You swallow the growl bubbling in your stomach, stretching your pussy once more. Be sure to keep quiet, okay? Thrusting your hips, your length slides through her tight folds, building back the sensation from moments ago. Megan will hear you. I can't help... Can't help it. Rotating her ass, her pussy swallows your entire size, ravishing in the ecstasy it provides. Gorg! Who is that? Control it, Zoe. You can't let your voice out. It feels so... Oh, God! More! More! Fuck me harder, Grim. Zoe, what's the holdup? I'll be right... I'm not done with you yet. Clinging tightly onto her body, you don't waste another second and start pounding her tight, wet pussy. Your skin smacking against each other. Let's try that one again. Damn. Tongue twisted. Your skin smacking against each other, the only sound being heard alongside Zoe's muffled screams. Muffled moan. With her hot breath against your palm, you grit your teeth as you continue almost ripping her pussy in half. Suddenly, her hand sneaks its way down, and Zoe starts playing with a throbbing clit, feeling the climax coming in fast. Yes! Fuck! I'm coming! Her wails suddenly tighten around your shaft, speeding up your orgasm as well. Oh, fuck! It's Christmas! Gripping on her soft waist, you plunge your entire length down Zoe, deep down Zoe's pussy. Overflowing her insides completely. Holy fuck! So good! Finally able to catch your breath, you slide out, letting your mixed juices drip out of Zoe's folds. Oh no, I came inside! Hope Zoe won't be pissed. I'm guessing it felt good. Yeah, too good. You angry? Why? Following your gaze, she smiles as your cum drops down her legs. Oh, not at all. Actually, I finally feel satisfied. Thank you, Grim. You're welcome. Zoe! What's taking you so long? Panic crosses your expressions as Megan's footsteps get closer. Shit! Zoe quickly slides her dress back on, exiting the room in a flash. Hey! Finally! Do you know how much work we have left? Sorry. Just wanted to be sure the glowing tennis balls? Yes! Just wanted to make sure they work correctly. And are they? Yes. Well, let me see. No. I mean, they need to charge up. Then, you know what? Whatever. We don't have time to waste. Help me with this. Taking the opportunity, Zoe peeks back into the storage room. Stay in here. For how long? I'll try giving you an opening. Just sit back and wait for my signal. Zoe! Coming! Finally closing the door, Zoe leaves. It's okay. Zoe will handle Megan, right? I just need to wait for the signal, yeah. An eternity later... Zoe, I'm off! Okay! As soon as Megan leaves, Zoe frees you from the storage room. Grim, are you okay? So hungry. Helping you stand up, she sends you an apologetic look. I'm so sorry. Couldn't lose her no matter what I did. It's okay. I'm behind on work now, but I'll take that over Megan finding out any day. It's not... You helped me when I needed it. In return, I left you here all... Zoe, it's fine. Really? Would a kiss make you feel better? Although after how you just fucked me, it sounds a bit too mellow. Giggle. What did you just say? Oh, shit. Megan, it's not what you... Before you can even finish your sentence, she leaves. If she tells anyone, I'm done for. A few hours later... Come on, where is she? Just as you're about to continue pacing, Megan appears. Megan! No, wait, wait, please! Coming to a sudden halt, she allows you to proceed. Can we talk? You want me to talk to you while you're naked? I wore boxers. Well, I didn't expect company, so I didn't. That's a lie. Had a feeling he'd be here. Still don't want to talk when I'm... Why am I feeling this betrayed anyway? Fearing she might leave, nonsense pours out of you. Want me to take mine off? I mean, to even out the play field? Actually, here. There. Why did you take them off, and why am I happy about it? I can put them back on and... No! Huh? Why did I say that? What's wrong with me? You'll just be embarrassing yourself. Okay. Please, I just want to talk. Sighing, she drops her towel and enters the spring. The fact that she doesn't care about being naked around me anymore is kind of weird. Want me to put the boxers back on, or... What do you want, Grim? About Zoe and me. Oh, you mean how you guys fuck? Wait, I sounded jealous just now. Am I? Am I jealous? Why? It was just a one-time thing. She needed my help and I just... Stuck your dick up her pussy? I can't stop myself. Why am I feeling like this? When you put it like that, it sounds... Bad. I'm pissed for some reason. Can you please keep it a secret? Why? Well, first of all, she isn't the only one I had wrapped around my dick so far. And second, I don't want to lose this job. Why would you lose it? I don't think Elizabeth would like me going around mingling with coworkers when Christmas is just around the corner. She'd probably think I was unprofessional. Actually, I don't think Elizabeth gives a shit, but I do. And you should have been careful not to get caught. Please, Megan. I'm sorry, Grim. Elizabeth has to know. If I can't have him, neither can Zoe. Huh? Wait, do I like Grim? Is that why I've been acting like this? Please, I'll do anything you want. Anything? What does that mean? Absolutely. Something unrecognizable flickers in Megan's eyes, causing her anxiety to rise. Not sure if I like that look in her eyes. Okay, I decided. What is it? Tell me. I'll really do a me. Huh? Do me. I said it. I really said it. As in, staring blankly at her, you try processing her words. What? Wait, but no deal then. Oh god, he's rejecting me. So embarrassing. Wait, wait. I'll do it. Although, why would she ask for something like that? He will? Okay, compose yourself, Megan. Don't let him find out how you're really feeling. Well, get on with it. Although on the outside, she manages to keep her cool demeanor, on the inside, she's bursting with happiness. Can't believe I had the courage to ask. I've been going crazy with fantasizing how it'd feel. I'm finally gonna know. Can I ask why you keep asking questions and I'm ending the deal? Not wasting another second, you bring her to your into your embrace. Feeling your naked body against hers causes a blush to creep up on her cheeks. I didn't expect him to come up so fast. Is this okay? She suddenly got quiet. Enough with the questions already, okay? Catching you by surprise, Megan captures your lips into an intense kiss. However, despite her direct approach... Damn, the temperature's really fucking dropped. It's getting cold in here, folks. Give me a second to turn my heater on. The silent one. The oil-filled. It's not gonna make noise. I just need it on. Because I'm starting to freeze my butt off. Like, we're talking a a big drop. It was regular temperature, and now it's like cold as shit. What the hell happened? I hate this fucking weather. All right, so go ahead. Give me a second, guys. There we go. All right. There we go. That'll work. It should warm up a little bit.
However, despite her direct approach, she's unable to hide the nurse from surfacing, not suffering. Why are her lips trembling? Is she scared? Why would she ask me something like this then? Could it be that she likes me? Parting away, your gazes meet. Why are you looking at me like that? The vibrant redness on her cheeks confirms your suspicions. She does! What? What's so funny? You're pretty cute. Not allowing her to get a word in, your mouth covers her lips once again, deepening the kiss. He called me cute. A growl bubbles in the pit of your stomach, the softness of her lips causing your body to fill with delicious tension. It's true! I do like him. How could his kiss make my knees weak otherwise? Submerging your hands below the surface, you squeeze her peach-like ass, causing a gas to escape from her lips. Still, knowing you did it with Zoe makes me fume. With intrusive thoughts clouding any reason within her, Megan decides to poke. So, what did Zoe do when you kissed her like that? Huh? Did she moan? Tell you, yes, more grim. Please, no. Planting herself behind on the cold surface, your gaze forces her into silence. Would you be so kind not to mention that anymore? I have you to concentrate on right now. That sounded so hot. If it wasn't for the spring water, he'd easily be able to tell how wet I actually am. Pressing her delicate thighs, you spread her legs, exposing her glistening pussy to your hungry eyes. Grim, it's cold. Don't worry, I'll warm you up. Coming closer, your hot breath fans her dripping lips. Is it cold outside? Or I figured the water would be hot. Sending a bolt of ecstasy through her entire body. This wasn't part of the deal. Preparation is quite important, Megan. Just as she's about to argue back, you flick her pulsating bud, causing less to cloud her mind completely. Grim, hold on! It's so silky but rough at the same time. Swiping your tongue through her drenched folds, your saliva and Megan's juices mix together in delicious harmony. Grim, I feel weird. Good weird or so good? Smiling against her pussy, you let a finger join the party. Wait, are you gonna... Stretching her tightness, you play with her inner walls. While your tongue continues teasing her sweet clit. Yes! Feels good? Whimper. Wanting to provide even more pleasure, you push in another finger. It's too much. Wait, go slower. No, don't listen to me. Just keep going. Megan's body vibrates against your touch, your fingers grinding her into a shaking orgasm. Squeezing your hand with her thighs, she lets pleasure wash over her. Jesus! Finally letting you go, her hungry gaze falls on you. Almost broke my neck there! Whose fault is that? Chuckling amongst yourself, the air gets filled with good vibes. However, the easygoing atmosphere didn't last long. Did Zoe see this side of him? Hey, what's with the face? Nothing. Is she being jealous again? Pushing yourself out of the water, you come to level with her avoiding gaze. I'm here with you now, am I not? Whatever. I know I'm acting like a child, but I don't know how to stop. Never felt like this before. I mean, we can just end it here and... Wrapping her legs around your waist, Megan forces you to a halt. Who said we were done? Grasping your shaft, she positions it at her entrance. You're not backing out of the deal, are you? Wouldn't dream of it. Without a second thought, you slide your cock through her walls, tensing up at the sensational feeling of her tight pussy. Jesus! I don't know!
I don't think he's watching. Slowly getting accustomed to each other's warmth. I mean, I think he has limits, and that's probably one of them that he wasn't so interested in. A lot of people just shout, God and Jesus! I don't know if God and Jesus are, you know, just really 100%, you know, cool with watching all this stuff. Your dick gently explores Megan's insides. Gathering enough control to move, you put more speed behind your thrusts. Yes! Using your shoulder, she hoists herself up, allowing you more freedom of movement. She hoists herself up! Yeah, I'm just thinking of a... More than enough freedom. It's hitting so deep. Grim, your dick is so big. That's what all the ladies say. Harder, Grim. Keep going. Sinking your fingers into her soft thighs, you brace yourself as before, obliging to her wishes. Ah! Yes, there! Right there! Don't stop! Fuck! The electrifying bolts of pleasure running up her spine causes Megan's back to arch, cooling her body against the cold surface. I guess cooling her body against the cold surface fits there. I can't breathe. I am not gonna make that joke. It's so hot. Lifting yourself up on the rock, you playfully smirk down at her. Want me to stop? Swaying her hips, she stirs your cock within her depth. Hell no! Following Megan's rhythm, your cock explores her insides as the heat from your surroundings almost makes you lightheaded. Grim, your cock's going in so deep! Going deeper than James Cameron in this motherfucker. It's so big and... Oh God! Her pussy perfectly caresses your length, testing your self-control. Fuck! Towering over a petite frame, your hips dive between Megan's legs, deliciously hitting all her right spots. Amazing! It feels so... Ah! Droplets of sweat cascade down Megan's curves, tickling her skin and making you stick against one another each time you slam your cock down her tightness. So good. So good. Yes! Unintentionally, you press her sweet spot, causing arousal to skyrocket. Faster! We're missing a whole ass image. There. Exactly there, Grim. Complying to her wishes, you continuously ram your cock, targeting that specific spot. Grim! I whimper. I'm coming! Unable to control herself any longer, she lets the pleasure overcome her. Ah! Fucking... This is Christmas. Erupting within Megan's depth, her clenching walls squeeze out every single drop. Fuck! Felt so good that you came inside? Yeah. Sorry, couldn't help myself. I bet Zoe didn't make you feel like this. Would it make you jealous if I said she did? Taking you by surprise, Megan shoves you off, dumping you into water. I'm not jealous, sure. Embarrassment paints her cheeks cherry red. Whatever. The deal is done. Dropping into the water, she starts making her way out the spring. Wait, that's it? Don't worry, I'll keep my mouth shut. Still, we just... Look, I'm not planning on being your fuck toy for the rest of your stay here. Plus, I think you have bigger things to worry about. Christmas is almost here and you've done nothing except fool around. Turning speechless, she watches her glistening figure emerges from the water.
Like a Venus from the waves, I guess, right?
Honestly, did you just take this job to let loose or something?
What?
Let loose? Who's the one that blackmailed me just now? Just because she was If I was you, I'd stop blaming others and start doing what I was brought here to do. To save Christmas, remember? Having the last word, Megan disappears from sight, leaving you alone with her words. She's so... Urgh! Leaning back, your body floats across the warm water, the night sky relaxing you and calming your thoughts. But she's right. I've been so distracted with everyone that I haven't been even doing my actual job. Christmas is right around the corner and I gotta put in more work. Come on, Grim, let's fucking do this. Sorry. Finally, Christmas Eve arrives. Where is she? The reindeer are getting restless. Zoe and I searched everywhere. Yeah, we can't find her. Did anyone check her office? Of course, that was the first place we looked. Okay, you guys search by the lake and I'll go check her house again. Nodding, the girls run off while you head over to Elizabeth's place. Of course something had to go wrong, right on Christmas Eve. Barging in, you frantically look around. Elizabeth! Suddenly, a sound comes from her office. Huh? Elizabeth? Going into the second room, your eyes go wide as you watch Elizabeth guzzling a bottle of wine. Elizabeth! Grim, what are you doing here? Me? Came to get you. Everything's ready and it's time to go. Impatience takes over and you rip the bottle out of her hands. Can you stop drinking? No! Give it back! Trying to snatch the bottle back, she falls onto the floor, her lashes brimming with tears. I can't do this! Not knowing what to do, you stay silent. What if I mess up? What if I'm not good enough? I'll ruin everything! Look, it's normal to be nervous before something this big, but don't let the fear of not being good enough stop you from even trying, especially when you're the only one that can do this. I don't know what to do. Just can't get the thoughts out of my head. Try thinking of something else. You know, get your mind off things. Well, I do know one way to distract myself. Do that! Although, do it fast, okay? Don't want to rush you, but what are you doing? Distracting myself. Pulling your pants down, she licks her lips as your cock springs out. Elizabeth, this isn't the time. What if someone came? The moment when her touch runs across your length, you swallow the rest of your words. Please, Grim, I need this. I really, really need this. Let me forget about the pressure. But don't you want to help save Christmas? Although you wish to argue, your hardening cock says otherwise. Stop being so tense, Grim. You're doing this to help me get my mind off everything, okay? Well, when you put it like that, stroking your twitching length, her eyes glaze as she stares hungrily at your tip. I'm sorry, Grim. Can't control myself anymore. Before questions leave your throat, her lips wrap around your dick. Stop thinking about the pressure, Elizabeth. The only thing you need to focus on is Grim's dick. Her tongue circles around your tip, savoring the taste of your hard cock. Your reserve slowly disappears as the pleasure builds up. Shit, this is starting to feel amazing. Hearing your body react to her actions, Elizabeth proceeds, taking more in. The wine on my tongue is making his dick taste delicious. It's like licking a popsicle made with wine. She's so good at this. Wish I could enjoy it as much as I want to, but the anxiety of making it in time is stressing me out. Unaware of your concerns, Elizabeth drops lower, causing your tip to the back of her throat. Oh, fuck! Slurp. Muffled moan. Slurp. Gag. Muffled. Elizabeth lets your cock roll off her tongue, her breathless pants fanning it because it chills. Try that one again. Her breathless pants fanning it causes chills to tickle your skin. Can we go now? Not enough. Saying this and slipping out of her dress, she pushes everything off her desk, creating some space. We can't stop now. My pussy's too wet.
Wow. Okay. Well, you gotta do something about the wet pussy now. I mean, you can't just leave it hanging.
Rubbing her glistening lips, a whimper escapes. We're already behind him. Hurry up and help me then. The faster you make her happy, the sooner we can spread that cheer to everyone else, right? Sighing out in slight frustration, you quickly get naked. making Elizabeth smile as you come closer. Are all women here like this? What does that mean? Realizing your slip of the tongue, you distract her by applying pressure on her throbbing clit.
Loud moan. Loud moan, of course.
The touch of your fingers. A touch of your fingers brings her to new levels of ecstasy, which only leave her wanting more.
Grim, your fingers are making me feel so good. But I need more!
Taking her wishes into account. Try that one again. You penetrate her tight pussy. Getting a moan of satisfaction in return, there's a foot.
Ah, yes, just like that.
Faster, Grim. Please, she's so bossy. Okay, technically she is my boss, so following her instructions, your fingers pick up the tempo.
Mmm, fuck, so good.
As you continue working your magic, Elizabeth grows dissatisfied with only your fingers. I need more. Your fingers aren't doing it anymore. What do you want me to use?
This.
Intently, she positions your tip at her wet entrance, shivering from the thought of having you inside her. But, just shove your dick inside me already. Her tone makes you panic, causing you to plunge your entire size down her pussy at once.
Ah!
Collecting yourself, you proceed slowly, sliding your cock, clouding her mind with lust.
My God! How are you this bright?
Yes, that's it. Fuck, this is... Why does her pussy feel this good?
Faster, we don't have much time.
Oh, now she's worried about the time. Determined to help her reach climax sooner, you speed up.
Yes, just like that. Ah, loud moan. Almost there.
I can feel it.
Me too.
Mustering all the self-control in your body, you manage to not come on the spot, ramming her pussy with all the strength you can muster.
Fuck. Ah! Loud moan.
Suddenly, your mind goes into a daze. The bubbling feeling inside your stomach becoming too strong to control.
Fuck, can't hold it.
Plunging your cock deeper in one swift movement, Elizabeth gasps as your length presses a tender spot inside her wetness.
Ah!
Her walls squeeze around you deliciously, throwing you over the edge. Finally, your cum fills her depth as your last few sloppy thrusts speed up her climax as well.
Fuck!
With both of you out of breath, you let your orgasms consume you completely. Was that enough to help calm your nerves?
More than enough. Once your lungs come down, you notice the time.
Shit, we gotta go! Mirroring the panic on your face, Elizabeth gets up instantly.
Are we gonna make it?
Yes, but we have to go now. What are you doing? Grabbing a drink for the road? You really think it's a good idea to drink before the road? I'll just be a tiny bit for the nerves. Gotta stand my ground on this. Look, I know you're nervous, but everyone's counting on you. After holding your gaze for a moment, Elizabeth sighs.
You're right.
Smiling victoriously, you quickly pick up your clothes. Unaware of Elizabeth's anxiety causing her to go back on her word, moments later, you find the girls.
I see them.
Yeah, there they are. Finally! What took you so long? You know the potion's duration is limited.
We got caught up. Anyway, now we're here, and what's the holdup?
We have houses to break into and food to steal.
You gotta be kidding me.
Elizabeth stumbles onto the sleigh, her smile almost distracting you from her drunken glaze.
Gaze, not glaze. Well, she's definitely glazed, but yeah.
How the fuck did she get that drunk so fast?
Ugh, just what I needed.
Oh no! When did she get drunk? There's no way she'll be able to ride it now.
Oh, come on, you're over...
As the words are leaving your mouth, Elizabeth crashes off the sleigh.
Okay, maybe not.
What are we gonna do?
Why doesn't Grim go with her?
For a moment, silence takes over the snowy field. Not sure that's a good...
Zoe's right. He doesn't know one thing about being Santa.
He knows more than us, right?
I mean, he's been helping us all this time.
Agreed.
Can I?
No time.
We have to go now.
Move, move, move!
Without time to argue, you pushed onto the sleigh.
Are you guys sure this is gonna work?
You're our last chance, Grim.
I don't even have a suit. This thing is heavy. Preparing everything in a matter of seconds, you glance at the girls while gripping the ropes. I'm not sure about this. Too late. Saying this, Jessica sighs Rudolph to lead the gang. Good luck. Don't drop the present. Remember, the potion won't last for too long. Soon enough, their figures disappear behind the thick white clouds. Their voice is gone with the wind. I'll never get used to landing. Grabbing the last present, you quickly make your way off the sleigh, slipping right after. Ah! Landing face flat to the grass, you groan as well picking yourself up. You're doing this for everyone, Grim. Dusting yourself off, you head inside. Making some room under the tree, you flinch at all the noise you're making. But don't stay quiet, I'm bound to wake someone up. Hello? Fucking knew it. Slowly you turn around. Facing a sleepy blonde. Is that for me? Well, that depends. Are you Ellie? Yep. Running up to you, she snatches the present from your hands, giggling in excitement. Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Santa. Suddenly you remember your attire. Oh, you're welcome. However, friends usually call me Grim. Seeing her unwrap the present, you become nervous. Shouldn't you wait until it's broken? Huh? Confusion takes over as she hands back the present. What do you mean it... What? How does a dildo break like this? Also, a dildo, really? What now? I really wanted to have my ass plowed on Christmas! And now... Oh no! I can't! No ass plowing on Christmas! No! Oh shit, she's crying. I don't know how to deal with crying women. Panic strikes hard and fast, causing you to do the first thing that comes to mind. Ta-da! Look! Yes, there's a bow around your dick. And yes, you're butt-ass naked. Kill me, please. Is that supposed to make me feel better? I don't know. Is it working? Yes. I'm sorry. It's... Wait. What? Can I try it out? Preventing you from asking any more questions. Ellie drops down to her knees. Grasping your twitching length, excitement in her eyes. Sliding her palm across your length. The hunger in her eyes causes your cock to twitch. I knew Santa wouldn't let me down. He got me a massive cock for Christmas. Told you, people call me Grim. Can't wait to try and fit all of it into my tight asshole.
Oh my god.
Santa got me a cock for Christmas. I can't wait to put all of it into my asshole. What if we did this on Christmas? We were close, you know. Although first, we have to unwrap it completely. Smiling mischievously, she softly jerks your cock. It's so big. You and 8 other women have told me that today. I can feel it growing in my hand. You're not mad at me for giving you a broken toy? How could I be? Not like I didn't get a present in the end. Plus, feels like I got a free upgrade. Saying this, she speeds up the motion, pleasuring inside you rising with each stroke. Does it feel good? Definitely. How good? Amazing. Let me make it even better then. Softly caressing your balls, Ellie pumps her hand faster, causing you to groan out in pure ecstasy. Fuck! Ellie, you... Suddenly, you grab Ellie's hand, stopping her, knowing that if this goes on, you won't last into the main dish. Huh? What's wrong? If you keep using your hand like that, not sure I'll be able to hold it. Oh! Why didn't you just say so? Taking you by surprise, Ellie lowers her lips to the level of your twitching tip, enveloping it in a single movement. Shit! Muffled moan. Her saliva drips down your length, sending shivers up your balls. So tasty. Ellie, Hearing your breathless pleads, she takes more of your sighs into her mouth. Jesus. It's so big that it's already hitting the back of my throat. Wonder how much I can take. Your length slides across her wet tongue as she enjoys taking you deeper and deeper. Gag, slurp, muffled moan, slurp, gag. Letting your hard cock free from a warm shackles, Ellie smiles up at you through hunger glazed lashes. It's ready! Before you can ask further questions, she slips out of her garments and bends over on the couch. I'm ready for my present now! Furthermore, she stretches her asshole, showing you exactly where to go.
Well, ho, ho, ho! Have you been a good little girl this year? Well then, I've got a Santa's got a present for you, a nice hard throbbing present.
See, I can write dialogue for this shit. Not wasting any time, you position yourself at her entrance, poking her pulsating hole. Yes, right there. Push it right there.
You naughty girl. You must have been on the naughty list this year. Well, let's get you some coal!
Not holding back, you ram your length down her tightness, almost knocking the air out of her lungs. Ah! Starting off slow, you slay your hips softly, letting Ellie get used to your size. Why? Why are you going so slow? Not letting her finish, you pick up the speed. Ah, yes! Harder, Grim! Gotta hurry! It's almost dawn, I should get back! Lifting her leg up, you provide more space for your cock to penetrate her tight ass. Ooh, keep going! Just like that! Sensational tension starts building up in your stomach. Ellie, I'm close!
Are you ready for some Christmas cheer, young lady?
Me too, moan. I can feel myself. Come for me. Come for me, Grim. I'm fucked. Woo! But your clouds are mine, resulting in her completely surrendering to you. Can't. Plunging your cock down Ellie's depth, you fill her ass with your cum. Jesus fucking. With your nuts empty, you slide your dick out. A trace of semen still connecting you to her hole. Sorry. About? I kinda came in your ass. Oh, it's fine. You're not mad? Why would I be mad? I'm filled with Christmas spirit now! Sure. Will you fill me up some more? I like the jolly spirit consuming my ass, giggle. Before you can take her up on the offer, a sound from upstairs catches you off guard. Ellie, darling! Oh no! In a state of panic, Ellie pushes you away, causing you to fall backwards. Ah! Tripping over your pants, you lose balance. Shit! Closing your eyes out of reflex, you wait for the impact. Huh? Touching the surface beneath you, you're surprised to find it soft and warm instead of hard and cold. What in the... Your lashes slowly flutter open, letting the morning sun blind you. Wait a second, was all that... a dream? Then we finally found a way for reindeer to fly. So we made all the presents in time for Christmas. Yes, we did. Although no wonder it all started getting weirder near the end. That's just how dreams work, right? Not gonna lie, with Zoe messing up things, I thought it was Mission Impossible. I'm so telling her you said that tomorrow. Wait, that's not what I... Why was I in charge of reindeer? They stink. That's not what's important, Jess. We made a lot of people happy. Didn't we, Grim? Yes. Wait, that's it? Is that all we did in your dream? Well, I for sure won't go into detail about the other stuff. We so did. Your face says it all. What else happened? We baked cookies. It was nice. Lame. Don't worry, Grim. Christmas will be here sooner than you think. We can bake cookies together, just like we did in your dream. Sure. As the subject changes and you continue with lunch, you smile to yourself, still remembering your Christmas adventure. Okay, that's it. We're done. Lust Theory Season 1 is finished. We are now moving on to the ultra-long Lust Theory Season 2, which may even take the whole year. Yeah, it's long. It's stupidly long. So, guys, get ready for that. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2. Stay tuned.